Hey everybody, it's John. Cautionary tale on installing betas. I installed the iOS 10 beta 2 on my iPhone last night, and I went to go record something for the Telegram channel this morning, only to find that the app that works with my Shure MV88 microphone doesn't work. As soon as I plug in the microphone, it just kind of freezes up and stuff and won't record anything. I'm going to look at some other options and try recording with a different app, but I figured instead, in the interest of time, because I've got to leave in a little bit, I would just record something in my little mini podcast studio in my basement. So here I am, working from a Mac. How about that? In any event, what I wanted to talk about today was something that's been on my mind this week a little bit, which is the value of software. It's interesting, and it came up for me, I guess, this week because about a month ago, I reviewed an app called OneBlocker, which is a Safari content blocker for the Mac that costs $5. It's a good app. You know, the app is popular on iOS. It basically was replicated on Mac and has somewhere, I forget where it stands now, but it has somewhere in the realm of maybe 30,000 or so blocking rules. So it does, you know, there's a lot there. Then just the other day, just yesterday, in fact, Roadblock came out for the Mac. That also is an iOS content blocker. And Roadblock, on balance, I think is better software. It does more. It does the basic blocking just like OneBlocker. It has roughly the same number of rules that it applies. But it has a couple of really unique features, which are the ability to visually implement custom rules by just clicking on elements on a screen in order to create blocking rules that blocks the things you're clicking on. And it also has profiles, so you can set up different profiles for different contexts. So, for instance, you might want to block more ads or images or other things on a web page if you're tethered with your iPhone as opposed to on your home Wi-Fi where you don't care as much about the cost of bandwidth. So there are definite advantages, and on balance, I like Roadblock better. The thing is, it's $15, right? It's three times as much. And one way to look at it is to say, well, is it three times better than OneBlocker? But I don't really think that that's, I think that's a little simplistic because it depends really to me on exactly what you value. And I try to look myself at software on a standalone basis because just saying, is it three times better than OneBlocker ignores the fact that perhaps OneBlocker is underpriced and is actually worth more than $5. So I don't think that that's a fair comparison. And for the most part, I don't, when I review something, really make a judgment about the price because the price, and whether something is worth a price that's being charged for software, means different things and is different for different people. I mean, my job, I feel, as a reviewer is to let you know what the features are, what I like, what I don't like, why it might be good for some people and not great for other people, and then tell you what the price is. And you can judge for yourself whether or not, based on that price, that piece of software is worth purchasing. There are probably exceptions to that. I can think of a few. I definitely got into the price structure when Text Expander came out with their new plan, because that was kind of, I knew that that was going to be a big issue, and it was also kind of at the far end of the spectrum. I mean, if, I don't know, somebody came out with a note-taking app for iOS that was $200 and didn't do as much as the built-in notes app, I think I would mention that it's not worth $200. But by and large, I don't think that that's really, you know, unless it's a case like that where it's abundantly obvious that there's hardly anyone who would find value in the software at that price, that it's really my place to make that decision. I think that's really up to the reader to make that decision after having the facts laid out for them. So just thought I'd walk through that because it's something that comes up every now and then because I'll get a tweet or something. I'll say, hey, that review of that app you just did sounds like a really great app, but at that price, no way. I was like, okay, well, fine. I mean, that's kind of your choice. Someone else obviously might have a different choice. I actually do think Roadblock is worth $15 personally, but I definitely can see why people might not think that as well, especially if your needs in terms of content blocking are limited. There are plenty of extensions you can get, including Roadblock offers its extension for free, and the extension blocks ads, but it doesn't give you the additional functionality of things like profiles and visual blocking and all those things. So, if you want something free, it's out there. If you want something cheap, One Blocker is out there. If you want something with more features and are willing to pay a little more, try Roadblock. That's what's nice about the software ecosystem we have on the Mac and on iOS, is that there's probably an option out there for every person and every taste and every need. So that's all I have for today. I'll talk to you soon.